And Ethical Markets supports the emergence of a sustainable, green, ethical, and just economy worldwide.
That's right.
A global focus, but of course the saying is think globally, act locally. How will the First Coast address this huge challenge of becoming more sustainable by the year 2040?
Well, we have a terrific opportunity in Florida, of course, because we have all this free solar energy coming in every day. It's much harder for other parts of the world. And so we can grow our green economy and create new jobs. And basically, this is what we focus on at Ethical Markets Media. And our TV series actually have been shown on WJCT TV.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were taped at Florida State College at the open campus on Bay Meadows Road. And they're all available on ethicalmarkets.tv, so you can see them on your computer. And basically what we're saying is that this green transition away from the old economy of the last century, which is really based on fossil fuels, is now shifting very, very rapidly into capturing all those photons that come in every day free from the sun and learning to use them as well as Mother Nature does in green leaves. So we created the Green Transition Scoreboard. And we are measuring the private investments going into green technology sectors since 2007 worldwide, and we update this twice a year. And our current update, which was in August, shows $5.2 trillion with a T invested in this sector, already in the pipeline. And what's relevant to this December 5th event at UNF University Center that's set up by the U.S. Green Building Council is basically that green construction is really a leader. And our new number for green construction is $879 billion. That's now in this sector.
Okay.
And we're only counting materials. We're not even counting labor. So if you add in all of those new construction jobs, it's really huge.
Let me ask you as a follow-up, though, Hazel. You mentioned that in Florida we have this natural asset in the form of abundant sunshine. However, the state, in terms of its policy on solar power, significantly lags behind other states in providing incentives for things like solar energy. Will the politics of this be addressed at this event?
Well, I hope so. But I think that mainly now what's happening is that the amount of private money that's just going into solar for people's rooftops and wind energy is changing it, so almost kind of pushing the politicians in the right direction, because the solar now is so much cheaper than it ever was, and it's now competitive with the electricity comes from the big central power plants that are usually powered by oil or coal or nuclear. They are just no longer competitive. And so there's a lag in the perception of this in terms of our legislators. You know, they're so used to kind of dealing with the big utilities and doing whatever they ask, you know, if they want more construction work in progress so that the customers have to pay for building more central plants and all of that. Not necessary anymore, because what the customers are doing is just bypassing them and putting on solar energy panels onto schools and private homes and factories, shifting to LED lights. And, of course, many municipalities are doing this too, like Cleveland and Austin, Texas.
Right.
So I think the politicians are beginning to catch up.
And this talk happening at UNF next Thursday, December 5th, it's a lunchtime presentation. It's called the 2040 Talks. The goal, you've set a benchmark, a sustainable First Coast by the year 2040. Why is that the year you're targeting? Is that a realistic time frame to achieve some of these goals?
Well, I would say it'll be much shorter. Actually, in our Green Transition Scoreboard, we show how the acceleration of investment in these technologies, solar, wind, energy efficiency, green buildings, is bringing down the costs so rapidly as they scale up that this transition is going to be accelerated much more than anyone realizes. And what we show in our Green Transition Scoreboard, we have a little barometer there, that if the current level of private investments continues at about $1 trillion every year, by 2020, we will have basically exited the fossil fuel-based economy and entered what I call the solar age. And this is happening everywhere. You know, the new five-year plan in China calls for the same thing. The Europeans, 191 countries in Brazil last year pledged to stop subsidizing fossil fuels and shift more rapidly to the green economy. The rich countries club, really called the OECD, expect now this transition to accelerate. So I think that we could find this happening much faster than we can imagine.
Well, thank you so much for joining us with a preview of next week's event.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Hazel Henderson is one of the presenters at the U.S. Green Building Council North Florida Chapter's 2040 Talks, making the First Coast a sustainable region by the year 2040. It's coming up next Thursday, December 5th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the UNF University Center.